Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Sharon, hello.
Hello.
Sharon, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Others may not be as cordial to you.
Yes.
We're having a summer get-together at iRadio tomorrow evening. We're going to celebrate the summer. Being summer's hit music station. We're also going to have a few drinky poos out in the terrace. It's going to be lovely. And you were asked today, oh, are you coming? And what did you say?
I was honest and said, I'm just not arsed.
This has gripped the iRadio towers today because we cannot believe that you have actually been honest and said, I couldn't be arsed coming tomorrow evening. Maybe we'll get to the source of your non-arsery. What are you going to do tomorrow evening?
So, bit of context. I had said no to this night anyway because we were supposed to be in a Camogie final that we lost the semi-final. So that was my excuse.
Sympathies.
Yeah, thank you. And then the plans changed. I can actually go now, but I don't want to go out. And my plan instead, which I'm way looking forward to, is having an Epsom salt bath.
Stop the world and let me off.
Sharon, I have to ask, do you not think that your iRadio colleagues are worthy of the respect of a lie, of an excuse?
Well, see, Fionnuala, this is where I thought I was doing right. I was like, I was asked this today. I said I could either tell a lie, make up some match or some training session or something. And I said, you know what? You guys deserve honesty. And so I was honest. And I did say, I was like, guys, I could come up with an excuse here, but I'm just not arsed going out tomorrow night.
I appreciate your honesty. However, I feel it is leading to a lot of problems because tomorrow evening, somebody hasn't heard this, they'll be like, oh, is Sharon coming out? No, she couldn't be arsed. Whereas if you had told us a lie, we'd be like, oh, she's got training, she's got camogie, she's getting physio done, she has got a meal with her parents, she's gone to knock. We could have said something and that would have been it. But now we have to tell the people, you couldn't be arsed.
And I'm so sorry to leave you with that burden, but I felt honesty was the best policy here.
If this had been a night out with your home friends, let's say, obviously you'd probably be just more keen to spend time with them anyway.
Whoa.
Would you have made up an excuse for them? Or would you have still said to them, oh, I'm not arsed?
I have said plenty of times that, yeah, I'm not bothered with the night out element, and I would have suggested an alternative. Like, I might suggest, would we go play pitch and putt or something instead? Wouldn't that be lovely? But you're adamant for a night out.
I want to get people's opinions on this because it's so split. My own head says you were right to be honest, but you've caused yourself a lot of problems. But I don't know.
No, I think give us the respect of a lie. Make us feel we're worth missing out on for something else, even if that's not the truth. I know that mightn't be the most logical thing. And by the way, I'm not even the organiser of tomorrow night, so I don't know why I'm taking it so personally. But here we are.
Would you have rathered if I said the Epsom salt bath? Would that have been a worthy excuse?
No, I just think the Epsom salt bath compounded your non-arsery about going out with us tomorrow evening. Do you consent to a poll of the people?
Go on, go for it.
Was Sharon right to tell us the truth that she couldn't be arsed coming tomorrow night to the iRadio shindig? Or should she have told a lie? 087-1-102-107. Enjoy your bath.
I will.
Chapel Rowan, Pink Pony Club. It's iRadio. Sharon, probably the most honest woman in the building, definitely today. We're meant to be going out tomorrow night, and she turned around and said, I won't be coming. I'm just not arsed. A poll of the people. What do you think?
I'm just so proud of Sharon. Fair play to her. We've all been there, whether you like to admit it or not.
Proud.
And I think fair play to her for just telling you the truth. Epsom salt bath sounds so lovely. Drinks sound amazing as well, and I'm sure you're a great crack. Great listening to you on the radio. You all sound like great crack.
Oh, you're some crack, hey?
She could easily have made up some excuse and felt bad and lied to you. It actually shows her true character. So I am so for Sharon in this one.
Elijah, not a paid actress by Sharon, we understand. Really proud of Sharon for just being straight out and up and honest with us.
There's obviously admiration for honesty. However, I just think there are lies that should be told for the good of society. And one of those is, if you don't want to come out and do something with the group, just pretend you're doing something else.
I think there was less consequences with us tomorrow night, her just telling us straight out, I'm not arsed. Like if it was 21st or 30th or a wedding or a communion or a confirmation, I just couldn't be arsed coming. Doesn't land as well, doesn't get as much respect as, well, at least you're honest.
Yeah, exactly. And like, do you know what? I'm not saying I want to throw us back to pandemic times. I obviously don't. But my God, saying you thought you might have COVID was a great get out of jail free card. You were, yes. Oh, I'm not feeling great now. I'm going to take a test. And I just don't want to risk it now tonight.
Oh, there's no tests in the house and I couldn't. Honestly, went to the supermarket or the chemist thinking I had COVID and infect other people getting a test, so I'm just going to have to sit this one out. We don't want to go back there, but there was some handiness to it.
Absolutely, there was. So, look, tell a lie for the good of society. Sharon Inskey is ignoring that memo, but I think the rest of us should live by it.
And we'll get an update from her bath on Friday.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.